Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Amen. And I want us to go back to the message that the man of God preached on Thursday. That story. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I believe that the Lord wants to use something from that on another angle to teach us about something concerning what we are talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. But first of all, I want us to go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 20. Deuteronomy 4, verse 20.
Deuteronomy 4, verse 20. Yonah But the Lord hath taken you. And brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day.
Wow. I don't think you heard this. Now look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, do you know where God took you from? Okay, let me go this side. Do you know where God took you from?
Amen.
Can you read it again, Murut?
Let me read again Deuteronomy 4:20.
Yes.
But as for you, The Lord took you. And brought you out of the iron smelting furnace out of Egypt to be the people of his inheritance.
Sure.
As you are now.
Jesus. Do you know what it says? Iron smelting furnace. Do you know what it is? Iron, not. Yes. Not just furnace.
Yes.
You know, there are so many fires.
Yes.
This one is the one that melts iron. You see how God describes your former life? It was fire, and not just fire, that consumes even iron.
Yo.
Yo. That's where he got us out.
Jesus.
We were snatched from fire.
Yeah.
You know, he was busy blowing out the flames as he was running with us. Look at you and say, neighbor, I saw you in the realm of the spirit.
I saw you in the realm.
Being snatched from fire.
Being snatched.
And as they were running with you, you were still burning.
You were still burning. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes.
You see, the biggest problem that we have as Christians is because we forget where we come from.
Yeah.
Or we forget what has been done for us.
Yeah.
And that is the basis of my teaching today. Your behavior will show your appreciation for what has been done. You know, there are some people, they are Christians, but you can see. Amen?
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 Amen.
But listen, your behavior and your conduct are an indication of the level of appreciation for what has been done for you. Let us go to Luke chapter 7. We'll read from verse 37. Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Luke 7 verse 37 to 47.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Amen.
All right.
Luke 7.
Uh-huh.
37.
Right.
A woman in that town.
Yes.
Who lived a sinful life. Learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house.
Now look at the same neighbor.
Neighbor.
When God called you, were you holy? Were you holy? How did he find you? You, that one says everything. You. That tells me everything. You. Did you hear what she said? You. That tells me everything. The Bible says this woman was a what? Was a sinner.
Sinful.
Sinful. And that is the state of many of us, if not all of us, when God finds us. Amen? Continue reading.
Learned that Jesus was eating at the house of a Pharisee. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue reading.
Verse 38.
Uh-huh.
As she stood behind him.
Yes.
At his feet.
Yes.
Weeping. She began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Kissed them and poured perfume on them.
Jesus.
Verse 39.
Uh-huh.
When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this,
mm-hmm.
he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is that is touching him,
mm.
and what kind of a woman she is that she is.
Mm.
A sinner.
Amen. Continue reading.
Verse 40.
Uh-huh.
Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said.
Mm. Uh-huh.
41.
Yes.
Two people owed money to a certain moneylender.
Yes.
One owed him 500 denarii,
mm-hmm.
and the other 50.
Uh-huh.
42.
Yes.
Neither of them had the money to pay him back.
Mm-hmm.
So he forgave the debts of both.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which of them will love him more?
Uh-huh.
43.
Yes.
Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
You have judged correctly,
yes.
Jesus said.
Yes.
44.
Yes.
Then he turned down. Then he turned down to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I came in your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. 45. You do not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. 46.
Mm-hmm.
You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
47.
That's right.
Therefore, I tell you, and many sins have been forgiven. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
As her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little.
Whoever has been forgiven little loves
little. 48.
We will stop there for now. Okay. Now listen. Whoever has been forgiven little loves little. Are you in the house of God?
Yes.
Whoever has been forgiven little
loves little.
Loves little. This woman walks into this place and he finds Jesus with his disciples. Hallelujah. And what does she do? She begins to weep. And with her tears, she wipes her feet. Are you here? And the disciples, looking on, they begin to wonder. Because everybody knew who this woman was. Amen? And the Pharisees said, if this man truly knew who this person is, they would not allow him to do what? To allow her to touch her feet? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And Jesus says to them, he gives them another parable.
Yeah.
He said there were two people, one owed more, the other one owed less.
Yeah.
And both were forgiven in us.
Yeah.
Who do you think will appreciate them more?
Yeah.
More. And they said, Peter said, it's the one that was who owed more.
Yes.
And Jesus says, this woman, much has been forgiven.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when you know what has been forgiven, you will wipe the Lord with the feet of the Lord with your tears.
Yo.
What does this mean?
Whoa.
You see, if you truly know what has been done for you as a child of God,
yes,
the way you will serve God,
yes,
it will be sacrificial.
My God.
You will serve God as you weep.
Yo.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Your life will show how much you appreciate what the Lord has done for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will be painful. People will talk about you. People will mock you. Even the devil will be whispering in your ear, but are you a fool? But you'll continue serving this God.
Hallelujah.
Even with your tears, wiping him. How do we know that we love God?
Yo.
It's not by what we say.
Yo.
It's by what we do.
What we do. Amen.
It's not by what we say.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's when we do those things that people will begin to wonder, what is wrong with you?
Yes. Yes.
Why would you leave your comfort?
Yes.
The warmth of your blanket.
Yes.
And be in the middle of the street. In the middle of nowhere, telling people about Jesus.
Oh my God.
You are wiping his feet with your tears. He was telling you how cold it was.
Yo.
Many people would have preferred to be in their houses.
Yo.
But if you know what has been done for you,
yes,
you cannot afford to stay in your house.
Amen.
When people are dying in the street. Am I talking to somebody here? People who understand what has been done for them,
Jesus,
they are sacrificial.
Oh,
am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
He says, she kissed me. You have not kissed me. How do we kiss the Lord? When we do the things that he loves, that's how you kiss the Lord.
Amen.
He has sent us to go out and preach the gospel of God.
Amen.
If we are to do that, we will show that we do appreciate what he has done for us.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
How do you show that God loves, that you love God? Am I talking to somebody here?
Hallelujah.
How do you show that you love God? It is by the things you do, but not by the things you say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This woman took a perfume. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which to some people thought it would have been, that money would have been spent better somewhere else.
Aye, 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 aye.
Are you here?
Yes.
But because this woman understood what has been done for her,
yeah,
The things that you will do will explain the level of your love
Amen.
For the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, there are people you have to push to do certain things. Don't worry, they've been forgiven little. You can never push, push somebody to do something that he cannot appreciate. Some of the people we push in the church to do things is because they have been forgiven little. There's nothing you can do. But the people who know that they were taken out of the fire finish. When you say there is crusade, they know that they were owing something. They were owing a lot.
Yes.
Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus.
You cannot do anything with somebody who does not appreciate. You can scream.
Yes.
But if you're going to wait for them,
yes,
you're not going to do anything. They don't have the same level of appreciation that you have. You know, in churches, we're busy pushing people to do things for God.
Yeah.
Pushing. Hey, they are forgiven little, these people.
Yeah.
They see the sacrifice and say, no, I cannot do this. This sacrifice is too much. It's not worth it. But people who know it,
yes,
they will spend their last money and put petrol.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they know they have been forgiven. A person who knows where he comes from and who does not forget,
yes,
you cannot push him.
Yes.
He will push himself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What makes us do the things we do is because we know we owed too much.
Yes.
We could not have paid it.
Exactly.
We could not afford it.
Exactly.
That's why we behave the way we behave. It won't make sense,
yes,
to anybody.
Yes.
This guy, what is Ushota Amaramuto? Ushota
Eng?
No, it's not Ushota. We know what has been paid for us. Hallelujah. We know that there was no money that could have paid this. It was the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what drives us. To do the things that we do. When we remember the smelt, the iron smelting fire that we survived, we cannot stop. We cannot sleep. We cannot rest. When we remember how much has been paid and where we were snatched from, would have been consumed by now.
Yes, yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
We are not saved of our own.
No.
There are many people who are dying.
Yes.
In that same fire.
Yes.
They are being consumed in that same fire.
Yes.
But look at us.
Oh, hallelujah.
We cannot be quiet.
Oh,
I say we cannot be quiet. We cannot be quiet. We know who we're taken from. Who survives the iron, the fire that smells iron?
No one.
No one. We are a miracle.
Yes.
Jesus. Look at us. How can we break our feet? What we do is the way we demonstrate our thankfulness,
yes,
our appreciation,
yes,
and our love for God.
Amen.
We cannot.
Amen.
We cannot.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we can retort our narrative. We can have no sense.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's like we don't have sense.
Oh, hallelujah.
Why don't we do things normal people do?
Yes.
We know where we come from.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We know where we come from.
Yes.
With our tears, we will wipe his feet.
Yes.
With our tears,
yes,
we will wipe his feet.
Yes.
The tears that come from the pain of sacrifice,
hallelujah,
we shall wipe his,
yes,
his feet.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, yes. Indeed. Indeed. Indeed.
He has done too much for us.
Oh,
too much to be quiet.
Yay.
Too much to be nice about it.
Oh,
too much to seek our own comfort.
Oh, hallelujah.
We cannot.
We cannot.
We cannot. We cannot.
Hallelujah.
We cannot.
Hallelujah.
I say we cannot.
Yay. Yay. Yes. Yes.
Let them say whatever they want to say.
Yes. Yes.
We don't care.
Yes.
We know where we come from.
Yes.
We can never thank him enough.
Yes.
We can never thank him enough. It is this gospel that has put us on a better path today.
Yes.
We are who we are because of the gospel.
Yes.
Otherwise, our lives should have been something else.
Yes.
How can we be quiet?
We came out.
We will leave our beautiful homes.
Yes.
We will leave our beautiful cars.
Yes.
Our beautiful beds.
Yes.
Our beautiful whatever.
Whatever.
Yes. And be on the road.
Yes.
Because we know where we're coming from. We know where he snatched us from.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How can we be comfortable?
Yay. Thank you, Lord.
With our own hair, we will wipe his feet.
Yay.
We will do the most despised duties.
Yay.
Things that people don't want to do, we shall do. Because we know who is this man.
Yay.
We know who is this man. We know who is this man.
Oh, yeah.
Our hair means nothing to us.
Yes, nothing.
Means nothing to us.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We will do this.
Amen.
Again and again.
Amen.
I say we will do this.
Amen.
Even when we do not see results.
Amen.
How can we stop?
Yeah.
We are not results orientated.
Yeah.
We are just messengers.
Yes.
How people receive the message is none of our business.
Yes,
we are just bringing the message.
Yes,
we will bring it.
Yes.
Even when we are kicked out.
Yes.
We shall not stop.
Yes.
We know.
Amen.
Who is this man? Yes, he gave us a chance when nobody gave us a chance.
Hallelujah.
When this world wrote us off, he said, no, not this one. He took us out. Extinguished all the flames.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Your love was so strong. Even when you are out of the fire, you're still burning.
Ah, my Lord.
How can we be quiet?
We cannot, Lord.
That's why we do the things that we do, the way that we do them. We will break the alabaster. We will break it.
Yes.
We'll break it and take out the best thing that people think this cannot be for the church. We will use them for God. The thing people say, it's not for the church.
Yes.
Jesus is the head over the church.
Amen.
When you put something on his head, you're putting it on the church.
Amen.
Things that we do for the church are the things that people think is not for the church.
Yay. 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 Yay.
We will bring them.
Jesus.
We'll give them to him.
Yes.
Because we know.
Oh, he's worth.
We know.
Oh,
we know that we know that we know that we know that we know.
Yes.
That he deserves every bit of it.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh,
When that bottle was broken, woo, the perfume in the house.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the perfume in the house. Woo.
Oh, Jesus.
That is why the devil said, don't give this thing to church.
Yes.
Because he knows the perfume.
Sir, what a waste.
The perfume that will come.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We shall bring him the best of the best.
Hallelujah.
I said we shall bring him the best of the best.
Hallelujah.
Oh, am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
There is nothing he does not deserve.
Yes.
Even what the world thinks it's a waste when it's given to the church.
Hallelujah.
But the devil can have it.
Yes.
People will put on those perfume when they go to the parties.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus. Ah, we know. We know what happened to us.
Hallelujah.
We are not confused.
Hallelujah.
Ngabe really guy. Ngabe really guy.
Hallelujah.
To whom?
Yeah.
Much is forgiven.
Yeah.
Much
Jesus.
Is expected.
Yes.
And they love more.
Oh, hallelujah.
And they love more.
Hallelujah.
Your love.
Yes.
Is because of what he did for you.
Jesus.
It's too much. It's too much. Hallelujah. You forgo of many things. You forgo of many things in life. How now, na fella or utakai? When you look at your peers, they are finished because of the fire.
Oh, my Lord.
Look at your neighbor. Do you know where your peers are? People you grew up with.
They are gone.
They were consumed by this fire. Look at you, you're still looking so young, but yet you're old. Yet you're old. But look at you.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at the people who are mulongly color to the changes.
Yes.
Yes. But when we are out, we don't see the reason to pay him back.
Oh, my Lord.
We can never pay him enough.
We can never.
Are you in the house?
We can never.
Are you in the house?
Yes.
What am I saying to you? Let everything you do from today show how much you love him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Be driven.
Yes.
By your love for him.
Hallelujah.
And it must be based on your appreciation for what he has done for you.
Amen.
I'm done preaching. God bless you.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.